Which moments determine the outcome of today's game? We'll paint you a picture with our game highlights on the Padres Radio Network.
Well, this game did not get off to a particularly great start for Dylan Cease. He allowed a leadoff double and an RBI single in the top of the first inning. Rockies had an early 1-0 lead, but the Padres answered in the bottom half of the inning against Rockies starter Bradley Blaylock. They loaded the bases on a single and a couple of walks. Ramon Laureano plated a run with a sack fly. We had a tie game at 1-1. After that, the offensive floodgates would really open. In the second, a runner on base for Fernando Tatis Jr.
Seventh pitch of this at bat. Fernando in the air to deep right center field. Moniak racing into the gap. He's at the wall. It's going to go. Two-run homer, Fernando Tatis Jr. Drove it out to the big part of the yard and a really nice at bat. On pitch seven, he goes 4-14 to right center. And the Padres go ahead. It's 3-1.
So a nice swing from Fernando, his 22nd home run of the season. Fast forward to the bottom half of the third inning. Padres leading 3-1. Manny Machado led off the frame.
1-2 pitch, hammered in the air. Deep to left center field. Back is all the way back to watch. This one, gonna go! Second home run of the night for the Pods. And Manny has gone deep in back-to-back games. Here comes that man. 4-1 Padres here in the third.
Yeah, really nice couple of days for Manny. Two hits and a home run last night, two hits and a home run here tonight. Few batters later, it was Jackson Merrill.
Jackson in the air, straightaway center field indeed. Moniak's going back. He is at the wall. It's going to go. Third of the night for the Pods. Second of the inning, and for Jackson Merrill, his 12th of the year. It is 5-1 here in the third.
Padres had that 5-1 lead through three innings. That was it for Blaylock. Antonio Senzatella came in for the bottom half of the fourth inning. He did not do much better. The Padres loaded the bases up for Manny.
Machado swings, grounds it through the left side. That's a base hit. Diaz has scored. Fernando racing around third. No shot for Beck. The throw is cut. A two-run single for Machado. Already a huge night for Manny, and the Padre lead is 7-1.
Couple of batters later, there were still two on base for Ramon Laureano.
0-1 pitch, hammered in the air down the left field line. That's a fair ball. Going to bounce up against the little wall in left field. Both runs will score. Laureano to second, a two-run double. 9-1 Pods in the fourth.
So the Padres continuing to pile on. They had that 9-spot, a 9-1 lead. Then the pitching would take care of the rest. Dylan Cease, he was good tonight. Six innings, one run given up, five hits allowed. Walked one, struck out six. Kyle Hart throwing a scoreless seventh inning. Hart and Bradley Rodriguez, back up from AAA today, both charged with a run when they gave up two runs in the top of the eighth inning. But at that point, it was a 9-3 game, so no real immediate threat. In the bottom half of the eighth inning, Bryce Johnson coming into play for Fernando Tatis Jr., pinch hitting for Tatis with the Padres up 9-3. It was Johnson with a runner on base in the bottom half of the eighth.
2-2, Johnson in the air, deep to right field. Freeman is back. He's at the wall. He's looking up. It's going to go. Long two-run homer, Bryce Johnson, his first of the year, and it's 11-3 here in the eighth.
First of the year, second of Bryce Johnson's career, an 11-3 game. Yuki Matsui would pitch a scoreless ninth inning, and that was that here tonight. Final score, Padres 11 and the Rockies 3. 11 runs, 12 hits, no errors for San Diego, for Colorado tonight. 3 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error. Padres pick up their 81st win of the season. They're 81-68. The Rockies drop to 41-108. So, guaranteed the Padres will finish at least 500 this year. They're going to finish a whole lot better than that as they pick up their 81st win. Winning pitcher here tonight, Dylan Cease, improves to 8-11. Bradley Blaylock drops to 1-5.